And that leads me to the fourth key. And that is, all of these things are really part of the journey inwards. But responsibility and choice and uniqueness all help me turn my attention inwards to the point where I go to the inner being that I am. When I come to that inner being and I give myself quality time to look at myself, and the strangest thing is that it's actually an indicator of how little we value ourselves, that we don't give time to ourselves. And I do see that both things are absolutely synonymous. If I value someone, I make time for them. Right? If I'm dismissive about somebody, I don't value them so much. I'll make excuses and say, oh, I've got this, I've got this, I've got the other, I've got the other. And it might be true, I do have all those other things. But if I value someone, I'm going to sort out things so that I make time for them, because I appreciate being with them. So how much time do I give myself? Am I too busy to give time to myself? Well, if I am, that's a very, very clear indication of how much I value, or rather, I don't value myself. And so, when I start recognizing this, and I go on that journey inwards, I discover the true beauty of the self. I discover that I have treasures that I didn't know about, or at least I'd forgotten about, or I'd ignored. Which means that going inwards, yes, there'll be the turmoil of the waves of thoughts that come from here and there. There'll also be the things that I've been avoiding looking at, such as the anxieties, the concerns, the fears. I've been too busy and put them out of my mind, and when I give myself space and silence, all of these things keep coming in. But I persevere, a little bit of patience, and I go inside, deeper and deeper. And I come to that center point of stillness that is there within me, the point of peace, Om Shanti, my original state of being, of peace. And so turning inwards, I find the fourth key, the key to the treasures within. Peace, but it doesn't stop there. Once I discover the treasure of peace, I then also discover the treasure of love. Think about the times when you've been with your family and you've come home after work, and these are the people you love the most, you value the most in your life. And yet, because your mind is restless, it hasn't come to grips with the things that have been going on through the day. There's just been too many things you've been bombarded with. The economic climate, the problems with trade unions, the problems with government, all the things that go on in one's world today. And instead of leaving those things behind at work, which is where you should, once you shut the door, the work is left there. And you come home and you take the time to be with your family, to enjoy their company, and to give them some benefit of yourself, to give them something of yourself, so that as your children grow up, they can feel the treasures that you have shared with them. Now, those of you who are my age, or maybe even younger than me, or maybe even older than me, will remember that your most precious memories are not the toys that your parents bought you,
or even of the entertainment places that they took you to. The memories will be of the times that you spent with them, the things they shared with you, the things they learned, they taught you, and you learned from them. Those will be the precious memories that you hold in your heart. Now, is this the legacy that I'm leaving my children also? Am I giving them my quality time and attention so that then they're able to keep those special gifts for themselves? But of course, instead what happens is that we bring home all the burden and all the load from work, and in that state of peacelessness, we forget that families are for loving, families are for sharing. And so you're not able to give them that love and that care and share that each one needs so much. And of course, once our families don't receive that from us, they seek other solutions. They seek things with friends outside. They seek amusements and entertainments that are not necessarily the best thing for them. But in a way, it's like we've pushed them in that direction. They wouldn't have gone in that direction if we'd created that family and that environment in which they were being sustained. And so definitely, the prerequisite to be able to experience love is peace. When I can experience peace within, then I'm able to share love with a generous heart, an open heart with others.